Hello and welcome to the Internet Marketing 5 a Day. Today is quite quick, I think. Did you have a look at the Flipboard video? So Flipboard seems to be a kind of a meta client, really, for a place. I suppose we used to call them portals, but this is kind of graphics-led and it's built for the tablet PCs. It kind of gathers all of your information sources, so your Facebook friend feed and your Twitter and so on, and creates a magazine. A bit like, there is one, isn't there? What's the there is one that make that turns your Twitter feed into a like a newspaper layout. And on the tablet, the cool thing you can do is flip through the pages a bit like you would a magazine. And to be honest, the video for it has enraged me twice. Firstly, back in the day, it must have been over a year ago that I saw it. It was very much sold as a lifestyle thing. So you will look cool using Flipboard on your iPad. And the current video, if you look at the Flipboard website and you see the bottom in the left-hand column, there's a small image of the video. If you play that, it looks like a guy sat on a red sofa. And my overriding impression of that is that the guy's a user. He's consuming his friends and consuming things from the web, not really doing anything with anything. He's just kind of drinking it in like some kind of fast food glutton. And the thing that really gets me, so he's entirely passive in the whole process. And so the thing that's getting me is he's not contributing anything. He's not doing anything with the data. He's not, and he's not uploading anything. He's just being smug on the sofa. And if you knew anybody like that, you would cut them out of your life. It's not something to aspire to. What you want to be friends with is the person who goes, let's attach a rocket to my skateboard and try and launch ourselves off of that hill over there. And we'll have a video camera on me as I do it. That's, you know, there's somebody who is contributing. I mean, okay. But, you know, or at least somebody who is if it showed him, for instance, even, you know, if he was a fly fisher man, and so he was collecting all kinds of, and he got a great idea, and then he went and implemented it. Wow, you know, that's a start. But he really wasn't doing anything. He was just, and it was as if, as well, he was entirely pointless, because part of the sale was pretty much, when you get bored, there'll always be something new on your Flipboard. So, like, here's a guy who, I mean, I never get bored. There's so much to explore and do. You know, you've got to be interested in life a little. And he just seemed to be, well, you know, what else is on telly? I'm bored with what's on telly, what's on my iPad. I'm bored with that. it's just not aspirational in the slightest. So I don't know what to think about that. I mean, I guess the thing that does come out of that is that there is a lot of social media out there. There is a need for some kind of meta client that is good and easy to use. I'm not really hassling Flipboard. I'm hassling the way that they're marketing it. But I guess the product is consumer. So yeah, it is about consuming. That's what it's geared to do. So I guess that's how they've got to market it. But so maybe I am hassling the product. But yeah. So anyway, that was that. The question about viral. What's viral? So this is coming from Unmarketing, I think. And the first test is, if you kind of go, oh my goodness, you get the feeling of shock or the feeling of, oh my God, what's just happened? That's something that is viral. If it's something you're going to talk about to people, then it's viral. It's a feeling. It's not a formula. But I think, I'm just checking, yeah, I'm sure it's Unmarketing, I'll just check. Yeah, it's Unmarketing, Scott Stratton, it's Unmarketing. So he's saying viral things are either funny, so that's you rocket-propelled skateboard guy, wow, oh my God, what's just happened, or emotional. Those are the real drivers for virality, if there's such a word. So try and get some of that into what you do. Then I was working through some really old marketing advice from about 20 years ago, because some of it talks about copywriting, and that's where I'm getting some of the copywriting stuff from. That seems to have been lost in modern marketing. And one of the things it says is, I mean, it used to be kind of common knowledge. If, for instance, you were wanting to buy a house, sometimes there would be an illustration of the house rather than a photograph, and the obvious thing to say is that the photograph represented the truth and an illustration had artistic license, so you would be less impressed by an illustration. And for a photograph, the general kind of feeling among people was a photograph cannot lie. And now that's completely changed. Obviously with Photoshop, photographs can very, very certainly lie. Excuse me a minute. So I think that's obviously changed. So the rule that came out of that old book was photographs beat illustrations in terms of whether they're persuasive or not, and fine. But actually video beats both, because now we have Photoshop, now people don't believe photographs anymore. So video beats both until such time as video becomes easily editable. Next up is, now the government have developed some design principles in alpha stage, really. But from their point of view, they're saying do less. And what that is kind of a government thing, but it also applies to us. The government should only do what only government can do. So that's fine. So they would rather link to something than provide it themselves. That's a nice rule for us. And also, if they can provide an API that will help other people build things, they should do that. So that's good too. It applies to you if you're big, obviously. You know, if you're Twitter, then you provide an API and people can build services and products on top of what you do. So, that's all good. But anyway, this idea of doing less, so if someone else is doing, providing something and you can link to them, that may well be a good way of being fast and nimble yourself. Final thing I used as an example the Metcalfe insurance website, where, so when you look at the website, you're not sure. So Metcalfe Insurance Services, they're in Stockport in Manchester, and other than that, you don't get an idea of what kind of company they are. You don't know whether they're kind of a telemarketing floor or whether, but it turns out anyway, when I put the pictures up, that they occupy a kind of double fronted shop on a high street in Stockport, and so you get the feeling of them as a local insurance agent or a local insurance broker, and a successful one. That all looks good. So suddenly you've got a lot of information in that photograph that really grounds your relationship with them. Suddenly you know a lot more about them now that you can see the photograph. Got it. So this comes down to Stanford Web, the Stanford Guidelines for Web Credibility, and it's part of, so these are 10 guidelines about building trust online, and point 2 is show that there's a real organisation behind your site, and part of that is post a photograph of your offices so that people can see the reality of your business, and so that's what that does. And I really do feel when you look at that website, the Metcalfe, it's Metcalfe Ince, I-N-S, Metcalfe, Metcalfe.co.uk, you are ungrounded until you see those photographs. That's really the point. It's just a feeling, but when you see those photographs, it's on the About Us page. You suddenly go, oh yeah, no, I see what I'm dealing with. And that's that trust and the kind of grounded stuff. So that's it for today. And we will, well, what is it? It's Friday, so we will talk again on Monday. Unless Monday's a bank holiday. I haven't worked that out yet, but I don't think it is. Anyway, have a good weekend. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.